guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm good, thanks, and you?
Very well, thank you. We've got some questions from the listeners, so let's get stuck in. The first one is from someone who wants to know, can my workplace force upskilling without financially compensating me if the skills are outside of what my contract specifies?
I think let's rephrase that question, which is like, can my work force me to do things that are outside my contract and job description? And the answer is no.
Well, there you go. So what would be your advice for someone who's obviously having a bit of a breakdown in communication with their boss?
Well, I think that this is a negotiation, so clearly they want you to do it, clearly they need you to do that. They can alter your contract, but it needs to be with financial compensation. And if they don't want to, I think you need to say no, to be honest. If they do anything retaliatory, they're breaking the law, you are protected against that. You could take legal action against them. I think you just need to make it clear what your rights are in that situation, and hopefully if you have a union, they can support you in that.
Absolutely. What else have we got here, Zoe?
This person says, I work in early childhood education, and we were told we weren't allowed to use COVID leave for COVID, and we had to use our sick pay. Now that lots of little ones are back, lots of staff are getting sick with things other than COVID, but we're out of sick days because we were told to use them for when lots of us did get the virus. My work doesn't seem to care and has said if it's not COVID, then you're fine to come in. What should I do?
Yeah, this kind of thing really pisses me off, to be honest, because the fault of the government, to be honest. So, the special COVID leave is for isolating, but it's not for actual COVID. And we knew that when people got COVID, they'd be using their sick leave, not have enough sick leave left, so that when your regular cold and flus come around this winter, as they will do, you won't have enough sick leave. So it's a real political failure, in my opinion. And in terms of that, of your work not caring, I think that's exactly the danger, is that the flip is that if it's not COVID, you should just be at work. Okay, with the flu as well, you can develop the long flu. You need to rest.
Totally.
Please don't risk your health because your employer wants to, your employer doesn't care. Please draw that line in the sand. In terms of your sick leave, this is exactly the kind of thing we're negotiating. In terms of unionized workplaces, we can put that in a collective contract. So I negotiate at workplaces where we're asking for 15, 20 days of sick leave because we know that this is an issue. So, 10 days isn't really cutting it, is the truth.
Yeah.
And that is exactly why people do need to unionize or negotiate more sick leave into their contracts, which would be really difficult without a union.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of being asked to come into work when you're sick, absolutely not. You are entitled to sick days. Read your contract. There might be some discretionary sick leave, or you should also otherwise, if you are out of sick leave, be able to take either unpaid leave or annual leave, or there could be some other thing you can, that your work could consider special sick leave. There's a whole bunch of other things they can consider, but it's totally unacceptable, and you shouldn't be asked to put your health at risk and other people's health at risk as
totally.
Well, right?
Totally.
Yeah,
and we're hearing that from the Ministry of Health, that the flu coming back with the return of international travellers, it's probably going to be a nastier flu than we're used to, so
this is going to be a really nasty winter, and you just need to take care of yourself. Absolutely not. You should not be sacrificing your health because your boss can't adequately staff their workplace. That is their problem, not yours.
Exactly. All right. We've got one from someone asking, hey, Justine, has creating a union ever been a bad thing? I think I know what you're going to say, haha. But I was wondering if there are any instances where it's better not to.
I don't think I'm doing my job if I say yes to this. I genuinely do believe that every worker deserves representation and support in a workplace, because there's inherently an unequal power relationship between your boss and you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I genuinely believe that every worker deserves a union. In terms of, in any instances, if it's better not to, I can't think of many. I think, you know, maybe if you're in a really small workplace and say you're like the only employee, it wouldn't be worth having, you know, the union come in to negotiate your contract, potentially. Yeah. So, you know, that might be the case. I think it's not the only time I can think of when it would be like really better for you in terms of like not being in a union is if you're literally the only person in the workplace who, and you are openly, you know, and you're alone. You can still be a union member, and you don't have to pay through your work, so you could pay on your debit card, so you don't need anybody to know. But like, say you couldn't do that and you were outwardly the only union member, I would worry about like a single person. Mm. But as I said, you know, your workplace doesn't need to know, and even as a single individual, you can still get that, you know, you need that support if something ever goes wrong. So that protection can still be important. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense. I'm just trying to think of an instance. The point being is that it's better when there's many of you,
yes,
rather than just you're alone.
Yeah.
So I think that there's less of a importance when you when you're alone.
Yeah. Okay, that's about the only time that you can think of.
Yeah, really the only time.
What's this last one we've got here, Zoe?
Yes, so someone has texted in saying, hey, we don't have effective HR at my workplace. We also aren't unionised. Got some ongoing issues with a particular colleague and sick of it being blown off by management. Any suggestions?
You know, I don't know many workplaces with effective HRs, which is sad, but that's, you know, HR, they work for the boss, right?
And
a lot of the time they're pretty, you know, not really willing or capable of dealing with issues that affect workers. So in terms of you not being unionized, so this is a good example of why you might want to be a member of a union even in a non-unionized workplace, because the union can step in and help you with an individual employment issue like this. Okay?
That's good to know.
So, and as I said, you don't need your workplace to know if you pay by debit card and it doesn't come off your pay slip. So that's one thing. So just put that out there for people who, you know, think that might be a worthwhile thing for them. Now, in terms of this situation, honestly, my actual advice is to... this is now a historical issue. So unions often, if you're not a member of a union, we're not able to help you with issues that have been ongoing for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is I'm not comparing unions to insurance, because it's very different things, and they and unions are good, whereas insurance is annoying. But it's kind of like getting insurance after you have a car accident. So in terms of that situation, I would harass HR really about it. I would join a union in the future so that they can support you if anything else goes wrong. And if your workplace isn't willing to do anything about a real relationship issue where it's affecting your work, I would actually query whether that's a, you know, healthy workplace.
Mm.
And I wouldn't necessarily stay in an unhealthy workplace. I'm sorry, that's not like super helpful, but that is my advice.
It's good advice nonetheless. Thank you very much, Justine, for answering all these questions. For anyone who wants links to where they can sign up to a union and a bit more resourcing, we'll put it in the podcast after the show.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in a fortnight. Thank you, Justine.
Yeah. Have a good one. See you, Rachel. Bye.
Yeah. Take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland union representative Justine Sachs.
Thank you, Justine.